The fear of underreacting. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing, presented by Dell Small Business. Politicians responding to the virus outbreak have to decide, is the risk of doing too much worse than the risk of doing too little? You'll never end up doing it just right, because let's say, objectively speaking, you do get it just right. You shut down the city, and after 6 weeks, hospitals are empty, nobody else dies of the virus, crisis over. That's a huge success. But then it also looks like you overreacted. We told you none of this was necessary. We're never voting for you again. But now, suppose that to avoid being accused of overreacting, you just tell people to wash their hands really well, stay home if you're sick, and that's it. And then, in 6 weeks, the hospitals are full, the gurneys are spilling into the street, and people are dying. Now, not only are people never voting for you again, but some of them won't be voting for anyone because they're dead. I think that would be the more difficult burden for a politician to bear. And so, in situations where we know that the laws of nature are going to determine the consequences within a few weeks, a politician's going to err on the side of doing too much rather than too little. Whereas it is very different in situations where the consequences won't be apparent until that politician is long gone, which is why sea level will probably keep rising. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.